Taking a look at soybean balance sheets for the new marketing year and a weather for the rest of the week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. The first look at USDA's soybean production supply use and price forecasts for the new marketing year reveals
global soybean production, we're forecasting up just under 6 million metric tons for the new crop year at 426.8 million metric tons.
Reflecting, according to World Agriculture Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jechnowski, an increased bean production in South America in the new marketing year.
Now, for the U.S. balance sheet, production down year over year by about 26 million bushels, still at 4.3 billion bushels.
Shown in the new domestic balance sheet through projections of lower imports and exports, higher soybean crush, and lower ending stocks from the previous year.
Season average soybean market price, $10.25 per bushel, currently forecast in 2025-2026. That would be up 30 cents per bushel year over year.
Jechnowski goes over some more numbers within this recent May global soybean balance sheet.
In terms of beginning stocks, globally up almost 8 million tons year over year, reflecting higher stocks in Brazil, Argentina, the EU, and China. Global soybean crush demand up about 12.3 million tons year over year, reflecting higher crush in China, the U.S., Brazil, Egypt, and Pakistan. And global soybean trade up about 7.6 million tons year over year, reflecting some export strength out of Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, South Africa, and Russia. It more than offsets some lower export forecasts for the U.S. and Canada. Stocks in South America coming into the new year are high, so that means they're going to have higher exportable supplies, which will compete with our soybeans when they are harvested this fall. Globally, the U.S. export share is, for the new crop year, forecast to be about 26%, down from 28% last year, and that would compare with global soybean export share of about 40% just 10 years ago.
And across the Midwest, we have been seeing some very warm temperatures. Even though it's spring, it feels like summer. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says we've had some recent record high temperatures in May.
It is worth noting that a lot of these areas saw temperatures peaking back on May 11th. All-time May records being set in a number of communities across North Dakota and Minnesota. Just a couple of quick examples. Minot, North Dakota hitting 99 degrees on May 11th. That tied an all-time May record for that location. Same day, International Falls, Minnesota, which has the ironic nickname of Icebox of the Nation, hitting 96 degrees. That was also an all-time record for the month of May, just to show how unusual this early season heat is for this part of the country.
But starting today, we should see a decrease of those record high temperatures and see a cold front moving in, according to Brad Rippey.
We have a pretty strong cold front that has started to make its way across the west. That will reach the northern plains middle of the week and push on eastward from there, finally ending this early season heat wave.
While some parts of the northern plains have received beneficial rains this month, a heat wave increased soil moisture shortages in crop fields, pastures, and rangelands.
Cooler weather approaching should come with as much as 1 to 3 inches of rain that will help to offset the effects of this early season heat wave.
Rippey also says we'll see a dramatic drop in temperature.
We're actually going to see temperatures fall quite precipitously behind this cold front crossing the north central U.S. And by the time we get to next weekend, we could actually see some frost and even scattered sub-freezing temperatures in some of these same areas that have hit 100 degrees in recent days. So that's a temperature drop that could be anywhere from 60 to 70 degrees over a period of just 2 or 3 days.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.